Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Tom Moore, the author of The Gentle Way, a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. Tom will share what a benevolent outcome is and how they can significantly improve your life. But first, I want to give you an update on what's been going on with me for the past week. First of all, spring has sprung here in Seattle. If you hear me being a little bit sniffly or whatever, the seasonal allergies have sprung along with it, but I'm not complaining. We've had a really mild winter, and I think that any winter we were going to have is over and done with. And for me personally, this past week has been a really busy one in certain ways and very impactful. There's been a lot of learning and growth for me over the past week, and it's been taking place using, I won't say many, but several different modalities that I've sought out some different ways to work with some of the resistances and blockages that I've been feeling. And just kind of a short version of what that has been about, and I'll be sharing more of this at the end of the show when we do the light bulb moment. But last week I told you about a handprint analysis that I did. So I did that on Tuesday last week, so a week ago today. On Wednesday I had an appointment with my therapist. On Thursday I went with a friend of mine to see someone she's gone to for 25 years who does tarot and is also a psychic. And then on Friday I had my first energy healing session. And so it's like every single day last week there was something going on where I was, you know, doing this internal work or internal gazing, I guess, because some of it has been work, but some of it has just been learning or noticing. And something interesting happened with all of that. When I saw my therapist last Wednesday, she said to me that I was on the verge of becoming an addict of external validation for doing all of these things. And I disagree with her on that. I think that she's right, that that is something we can fall into, that we go to other people to tell us about ourselves and to tell us that we're okay. And I don't think that's what was going on for me. And again, I'll share a little bit more about that towards the end of the show when we do the light bulb moment and I share a tool for you. But that is something that we do need to be cautious of, is are we just going around looking for somebody else to either tell us we're okay or to quote-unquote fix us? So that was kind of an interesting moment. And so I'll be talking more about that later in the show as well. Another thing I want to share with you that I'm really excited about is I am going to be at the Portland, Oregon Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in April. It's the weekend of April 20th and 21st in Portland, Oregon. And I'm going to be sharing a booth there with a friend and colleague who does numerology. And so she's going to be doing numerology stuff, and I'm going to be doing tarot stuff. And so if you happen to be in the Portland area or anywhere nearby, even Seattle is near enough by, I would love for you to come by and say hello. And I'm also going to be doing a talk there as well. And so that will be something else that would be of interest if you happen to be in the Portland area. I'll be talking about how to use tarot archetypes in figuring out what's going on for you during any given year. And that's been really helpful to me, and I know that other people will also find it to be really helpful. And as long as I'm talking about tarot, I just want to remind you that as of March 1st, I'm offering tarot intuitive counseling sessions. And I do those all remotely, so it doesn't matter where you are. We can do it by phone or by Skype. You can go to my website, lauralongley.net, to find out more about what those are and see if that is something that would be of interest or helpful to you. Well, Tom has been very patiently waiting in the wings for me to get through telling you about what's going on for me this past week, so let me introduce him to you. Tom T. Moore is an author, speaker, and entertainment industry CEO who distributes motion pictures and TV programs internationally. Let me speak correctly, internationally. He brings a keen knowledge of how requesting benevolent outcomes can be used in both business affairs and one's personal life. He says that requesting benevolent outcomes for over 14 years has resulted in leading a gentler, less stressful, and less fearful life. Who doesn't want that? The Gentle Way. His books, The Gentle Way, A Self-Help Guide for Those Who Believe in Angels, and The Gentle Way 2, The Story Continues, give many more suggestions for requesting benevolent outcomes. And we're going to be talking a lot about benevolent outcomes today on the show with Tom. So let's welcome Tom Moore to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me, and good afternoon to everybody all across the United States.
Yeah, I love that we're not only are broadcast live over the air, but we also are an internet radio station too, so that people can listen no matter where they are. And I know that I'm in Seattle, you're in near Dallas, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's great that it doesn't matter where we are. We can have this conversation and we can share this information with everybody.
That's true. I was on the phone the other night with Brisbane, Australia, so
Oh my gosh. Well, it does have to be night for it to be day there, right? I mean, it has to be our night.
Well, no, it's our night and it's their day. So
Yeah. That's a big time difference figuring it out. I spent the month of November in Edinburgh, which is 8 hours difference from Seattle. And so I was constantly having to figure out in my head, what time is it wherever it is that I want to be talking to? But we're capable of doing that. And actually, Google can help with that. Google Calendar will put on your calendar the right time zone. So that's nice to know.
Thank goodness, because when our time went forward, I had to look up, now what time is it really in Brisbane?
Right, yeah, because they're in a different hemisphere, so it's summer going into spring. I mean, gosh, I can't even say what seasons it is. Summer going into fall there, so they're doing something totally different than we are. Yeah. So, yeah, it does get very confusing. Well, so to get us unconfused, let's talk a little bit about benevolent outcomes, and in particular, your first Gentle Way book. And, okay. You know, I always kind of like to start, to help the listeners kind of get the context of this. Can you share your story of how you came across benevolent outcomes and what led you to write the book?
Sure. About 14 or 15 years ago, I read an article in the Sedona Journal of Emergence, and there was just one little line there that said, you can request benevolent outcomes in your life. And I thought, that's kind of interesting, because I'd noticed benevolent kept popping up in all these sort of spiritual stories. The word benevolent was not used that much at that time, and it's really come into much more use in the last, say, 3 or 4 years than it ever had been at that time. So I started experimenting with it, didn't know really exactly what to do, but I started experimenting, and I started asking for a benevolent outcome for my drive to the post office, or for a parking spot in front of a busy restaurant, or whatever. And I started with the small things. And by starting with these really easy requests, I got immediate feedback, you know, because when you see another car pull out of a parking space right in front of you, or perhaps you see, as you're driving to work, you see an accident that happens right in front of you. And I've had this happen a couple of times where, and the last time it happened, I literally came to a stop 6 feet from the side of a car that had been turned 180 degrees in the middle of an intersection from me.
Wow.
And so when you're requesting these benevolent outcomes for things like that, and you see it work like that, then it builds your trust in the way it works and how it works, and you slowly but surely start using it for everything in your life, from the most mundane to the most important things in your life. And there are thousands and thousands of what I call MBO requests, which are most benevolent outcome requests that you can do. You just simply say, I request a most benevolent outcome for my drive to the post office.
You don't even have to know what that means. You just mean that whatever is in my highest good, that's what I request.
Absolutely, because you're turning it over. Now, you have to understand, in my belief system, I believe it's my guardian angel, okay, who we call them guardian angels. These are actually golden light beings. There are about a million of them, I've been told, that handle thousands of different souls, and they're connected to us, so they can read us at a moment's notice, and in fact know what's going to be happening in our lives, the rest of our lives, for that matter. But in my belief system, they take care of us. And so when you do these requests, if it's not against your soul contract, and we all have these soul paths that we try and stay on for our highest and best learning, mm-hmm. then if it's not against our soul contract, it will probably be granted, and you will see this thing happen. And so when you everyone has to have challenges in our life.
I want to stop you there, just because we need to take a break, and I know we want to talk more about that piece of it when we come back.
Okay.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about benevolent outcomes with Tom and Guardian Angels. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Tom Moore, the author of The Gentle Way, a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Tom as well as where to get his book. So, Tom, could you give us your contact info for the listeners?
Sure. The website is www.thegentlewaybook.com. Be sure to put book in there, .com. TheGentleWayBook.com. I have two sample chapters of my my first book in there to get you started, and all sorts of other things, articles and a weekly newsletter and a weekly blog.
So lots of different ways that people can get even more information and support with the benevolent outcomes.
Sure.
So before the break, we were talking about that we didn't need to know what it meant when we asked for a benevolent outcome, that we just had to trust that it would be whatever was in our highest good. And you were starting to talk a little bit about that, you know, we have soul contracts, and so we do have challenges come up that are part of those soul contracts, that it really is part of our benevolent outcome to experience those, correct?
Yes. It is. And as my guardian angel Theo explains it in my meditations, he says it's like going down a path and you get to a challenge, and the challenge, if you're not requesting benevolent outcomes, is like having to climb over a brick wall. But if you're requesting benevolent outcomes, you still have the challenge, but it's like going over a big speed bump. So the challenge becomes less daunting, or it's easier to get through.
Right. That makes sense. So I want to ask you about not just your guardian angel, but guardian angels in general. So do we all have a guardian angel or more than one?
We all have one guardian angel. Now, these golden light beings are so, they have so much power. They have so much capability that there's really no need for more than one. Now, besides your guardian angel, you'll typically have a main guide in your life, and that guide is part of your soul group or cluster, as Theo calls them. And typically, there are 6 to 12 fragments of a soul in a cluster. And I thought they were like peas in a pod, but each fragment in the cluster is given slightly different interests, so that the soul can gain the most out of the lives that it has on Earth.
Oh, interesting. Now, so how did you become aware of Theo?
Well, of course, you kind of know there's something happening. I mean, there's someone assisting you. And, I mean, I could give you many stories for things that just seem to happen. And everyone I know has these stories that it seems like some unseen force is really kind of helping you. But in my case, when I first began communicating with spirit, I first communicated with one of my soul cluster members who was an Indian shaman in the 1600s. And then eventually I started asking to speak with my own guardian angel, and Theo showed up, and naturally I said, well, what name do I call? And he said, oh, Tom, he said, you know, you can't pronounce angelic names. Your vocal cords are not made to do that, and you'd become frustrated. So he said, you can call me Tom, Dick, or Harry. We don't care. But he said, Tom, yeah, and he's very funny, too. He says, Tom would be a little difficult in your meditations. So I thought for a while, and I was kind of inspired one day. Theo just popped into my head, and it was not a name that I knew from anybody, you know, that I know now, but Theo popped up, and it just sounded right, and so I started calling him Theo.
So fun. So when we request a benevolent outcome, it is our guardian angel that fulfills it?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if you wish, I tell people now, you know, requesting benevolent outcomes is for all faiths and beliefs. So you can believe the request goes to Archangel Michael or Jesus or God or Allah or Muhammad or a Hindu deity or Buddha. It doesn't matter. It works, and it works perfectly. And I'd never been able to say that about any modality that I'd had.
Right.
You know, and in fact, one of my newsletter subscribers wrote in and said, Tom, she said, you know, the law of attraction is like driving an old Ford Pinto, and requesting benevolent outcomes is like driving a Ferrari. Both may get you there, but the Ferrari will get you there a lot faster.
So tell me what the difference is between law of attraction and most benevolent outcomes.
Well, I found, and keep in mind, I tried the law of attraction. I mean, that was one of the many things that I tried over the past 30 years or whatever. And I found that, you know, you can concentrate and say, oh, I'm going to have a picture of, in my case, you know, since I was in the entertainment business, I'm going to have a picture of a private jet sitting on my desk, and I'm going to concentrate on that, and I'm going to track that into my life. But that wasn't my soul contract, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you become frustrated because you don't understand, well, why aren't I getting my private plane, or
right.
Why aren't I living, I mean, winning the lottery, or whatever it is. And when you turn it over to your guardian angel, who can see around the corner and knows your whole soul contract from beginning to end for this life, then you become trusting so that if it doesn't happen in your life, you understand that there's a reason for it, that something better is going to come along. And in my case, I tried to raise the money for a series of movies on spy movies that were written by an English writer in World War II. And I went all over the place, Prague and Budapest and St. Petersburg, Russia, and Cannes, France, and Paris, and L.A., and so on, trying to raise money. And each time I did, I would get very close, but for the weirdest reasons, the funding would fall through. And finally,
mm-hmm.
one day, I asked Theo, I said, I've been requesting benevolent outcomes. Why isn't this happening? And he said, Tom, if you had gone down that path, you would never reach the number of people you're going to reach with your books and your speaking. And recently I found out that I'm supposed to be doing a special documentary, and that will be seen by millions of people worldwide. So we'll see.
Well, you know, I really like this idea of requesting something. I mean, it's a very general request. It's basically saying, please give me whatever is in my highest good in this moment related to this situation. And
right.
It really resonates for me recently, I'd say recently being the last year or so, because I've done a fair amount with intentions and law of attraction and been successful in some big ways sometimes. But it had started to feel like, it felt like a parlor trick or something, I guess. And what I really had come to is that I started requesting things through intentions and law of attraction that were around feeling states, like peacefulness or joy or, you know, creating how I wanted to feel, because all the rest of the stuff, everything that we request through the law of attraction that's materialistic or even a specific situation is because we want to feel a certain way. And so that was kind of my solution to it. But this, to me, really fits with that as well, that we really are just asking for what's going to make me feel the best in my life, right?
Well, and you have to understand the when you're requesting these benevolent outcomes, it Theo tells me that it keeps you on your soul contract, and he says you don't go wandering off the reservation. And so you're keeping on your soul contract. You're raising your vibrational level, which I didn't understand it did when I first started requesting benevolent outcomes. So it raises your vibrational level, which some people call ascension. And,
right.
And it does lower the stress and fear in your life. And you can start requesting things. The big things, you know, that obviously people have in their lives are the request of most benevolent outcome for the perfect mate for them, for the perfect home for them,
right,
or the perfect place to live, or the perfect job. I mean, these are three of the most important things. But when you start requesting those big things, you've got to understand that it will take weeks and months for those machinations, if you want to call it, to come about in order to give those to you. So you have to be patient. You can't say, as some people, you know, I'll have women writing in to me and saying, Tom, I've been requesting the perfect mate for the last month and nothing happens. This doesn't work. You know? So you got to understand, you have to give it time.
That makes perfect sense. And that leads us up to another break time. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the book itself, because one of the things that I really like about it is that you have a whole bunch of sample benevolent outcome statements. And so we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and as I said, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the book that Tom has written and how it can help you start using benevolent outcomes. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Tom Moore, the author of The Gentle Way, a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. And before the break, we said we were going to talk about more about the book when we come back, because we haven't talked about the book specifically yet. And one of the things that I really love about the book is that Tom has got in there all these different potential situations and sample most benevolent outcome statements. And what I love about that is it makes it easy and it makes me feel confident that I can do it. And Tom, you and I were just talking on the break about that anybody can do it.
Right. Anyone at any level, if you are just a beginner and in trying to search out and find ways to benefit yourself, or you've been studying for 25 or 30 years, it doesn't matter, because this works perfectly. And it, you'll be just amazed at some of the things that will happen as things come together for your life. And I might add, there's also a kicker that I sometimes use, where as an example, let's just say someone's going in for an interview, and you say, I request the most benevolent outcome for the interview, and may the results be even better than I can hope for or expect. And basically, that opens up the door for your guardian angel to bring in for you things that you never thought to ask for yourself.
And, you know, I've always felt like that was one of the limitations of the law of attraction, is that if you're asking for a specific outcome, there could be an even better outcome that you either haven't thought of or you don't believe you can have. And so I love that this, it does, it opens it wide up to what is the best for me.
Yes.
So say again what that
instead of asking time. Instead of asking for a benevolent outcome for a Chevy, you know, if somebody's trying to, they think they can only afford a, let's just say a 2005 Chevrolet of some type, you know, just say, I request the most benevolent outcome for the perfect car for me, and may the results be even better than I can hope for or expect. And suddenly a long-lost relative calls up and says, you know, well, they've got this car, would you like to have it? Or would you, you know, here's my great brother-in-law price for you, or something like that. And that has happened. I've had people email me stories about that.
So, yeah, I know in the second book you share some of those stories, right, that people have shared?
Yes, a ton of them, yes. The second book is composed of many, many stories, people that sent in to me saying this is how it worked for me. And on my website, www.thegentlewaybook.com, if you click on blog, I have over 150 blogs on there, and every one of my blogs have nothing but MBO stories and BP stories, which are benevolent prayers, which are what you say for other people.
So say just a bit about how you do it for other people.
Sure. It's said just a little different. You say, I ask any and all beings to blank, blank, blank. Okay. In my first book, I had living prayers, and I found I had, you know, dozens of living prayers. And so for my second book, I was inspired to come up with a simple saying that you could say that would apply when you're asking for benevolent outcomes for other people. Because Theo says that it's a whole different set of angels, or whole souls is what they really are, that handle those. There's a little over a million of these angels that take care of all the prayers from all over the world and answer them.
Wow. Well, it does definitely makes me want to put it as part of my, I won't even say daily practice, but like hourly practice, right? So,
I use it all the time in business. This morning, I had a Japanese client asking about Sherlock Holmes movies and a TV series. And when I responded to him, I said, I request the most benevolent outcome, for a sale for a license for these films. Thank you. You know, simple thing that,
right.
That happens.
Right. So when we ask it for other people, I know that in some modalities, there's an ethical potential conflict, I guess, that, if we're doing something on the behalf of someone else, don't we want them to like to have their permission that they want that?
Well, one of the rules of requesting benevolent outcomes is that it has to be benevolent for not only you, but for everyone connected with the request. So even if you request a benevolent outcome in error or by mistake or whatever, it will not happen if it's not benevolent for everyone. So it does have to be benevolent. So I use an extreme example. A soldier in Afghanistan can't say, I request the most benevolent outcome to kill my enemy before he kills me. He can't say, I request the most benevolent outcome to come back from this patrol safely, or I request the most benevolent outcome for my truck to get safely from Kabul to my outpost. You see?
Right, right. Okay, well, that makes sense to me. So in the first book, you talk about the radiant effect. So say a little bit about that.
Yeah, the radiant effect happens when you're driving. Let's just say you've requested a benevolent outcome for your drive, and there are other people in your car, or even there are people driving beside you on the freeway. There's like this energy bubble around you that acts as a radiant effect, so that those people are also protected in your request. Or if you're on a bus or a subway or whatever it is, and you're requesting benevolent outcome, there are those people on the bus or subway or in that bubble of energy.
Well, and that makes perfect sense to me because really, yeah, it just makes sense to me. Because visually I'm thinking about, visualizing this bubble and really, if it's for your safety, especially physical safety, it would have to be true for the people around you as well. So it makes sense that on all levels that would be true.
Right.
So I'm curious, what are one or two of the stories that you've heard that really have stuck with you as being really big demonstrations of this?
Sure. One lady wrote to me from the Midwest. She lives on a farm, and there was a tornado bearing down on her house, her farmhouse. And she grabbed the kids and started running for the basement, and she requested a benevolent outcome, and the tornado lifted up and went right over her farmhouse.
Wow.
Okay. And another lady wrote to me from Seattle, and she said she wrote to me about the 60-second home invasion, and she and her boyfriend had just set up this TV along with their roommate upstairs, and they started to watch it and heard this big crash downstairs, and two men burst in with a ski mask, pistol whipped her boyfriend and put them on the floor and kicked her. She requested a benevolent outcome. At that time, the gate on the back gate at the alley, the bell tinkled, and they thought someone was coming, and so they ran out the door with only his billfold that only had his ID and nothing else. It didn't take anything else. It took 60 seconds.
Wow. And I mean, he did get injured, but not as badly as possibly could have
happened. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And recently, they must live in a bad part of the town. She just wrote me recently and said that their Pathfinder was stolen out from in front of the house. They all said benevolent outcomes. They found a Pathfinder just fine with with nothing done to it, only a few items that were stolen from the interior.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, because usually they strip them and then it's
exactly.
Totally destroyed. Wow. Well, that's great. And, you know, the one that you and I have talked about before that I would love for you to talk about, too, is this one about compressing time.
Sure. When you wish to get to an appointment on time and it doesn't look like you're going to do it, as an example, let's just say the appointment is at 2 o'clock and it's 1:40 and it's a 30-minute drive, you say, I request a compression of time until 2 p.m., thank you. And then don't look at your watch, don't look at the clock in the car, just drive and you'll find you'll get there 1 or 2 minutes early.
Wow. Have you used that yourself?
Oh, all the time, yeah. You manipulate time. And I also use it, like if I have a project, a big project, and I don't think I'm going to get through with it in time, I request a compression in time, and I get through with it 30 minutes, 45 minutes early or something.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll have to start trying that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking of it just in terms of, you know, trying to get someplace and you know that you don't have enough time to get there on time. But, yeah, I like the idea of using that as well when you're working on something and you have a deadline and, yeah, want it done
and,
at time.
And you can request benevolent outcomes. Students can request them for exams. I get emails all the time from students that said, one just last week said, I needed to pass this big important exam. It was, you know, like an educational exam or something. I needed to make a 90, and I requested benevolent outcome, and I made a 90. Okay.
Wow. So got exactly what he needed to move forward. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up our chat today, Tom. So is there any last words of wisdom you'd like to leave listeners with?
Okay. Everyone, try and go to my website, www.thegentlewaybook.com. I have newsletters there that you can subscribe to. You can subscribe to my weekly blog, and you can read a couple of chapters of my first book to get you started on the path. You can stay on this old dusty, dirty path and react to things happening, or you can start requesting benevolent outcomes and start having an easier, more gentle life.
And, you know, not to dissuade people from buying your book, because I think it's well worth buying the book, but you don't even have to have the book to start. You can start right away,
exactly. And
even while you're waiting to get the book. Well, thanks so much, Tom, for being on the show today and sharing this tool with us. I think it's really something that everybody can make use of.
Great. Thank you very much for having me, Laura.
You bet. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share some of the fun and exciting things going on with my business that you might want to take advantage of, and this week's light bulb moment, so stay tuned.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Tom Moore, the author of The Gentle Way, a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. And if it resonated with you to do benevolent outcomes, I really encourage you to go to Tom's website, thegentlewaybook.com, and learn how to do it. It's really, really easy. I mean, you can learn it in 5 minutes. And just see for yourself how this starts to work, and I'll keep you posted on how it's going to work for me, because it does feel like, number one, it's easy to do, and so why not check it out and see how it works for you. Some other ways to get some more information on happiness: my Facebook page is Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. On LinkedIn, I have a group called Authentic Happiness. That is an open group. Anyone is welcome to join, where I post information on happiness there. And of course, there's always my website, lauralongley.net. Well, earlier in the show, I was sharing with you that over this past week, I have seen a number of practitioners. It was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Is that right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week. And then again this morning. I didn't share that at the beginning of the show. And so I want to share with you a little bit about why seeing different types of practitioners and working with different modalities on the same issue that you may have can be a really good thing. To start with, so you know that I've experienced this myself, here are the different things that I have done over the years, or the different types of modalities where I've worked with practitioners. Psychotherapy, acupuncture, EFT, hypnosis, intuitive healing, astrology, tarot, numerology, handprint analysis, energy healing, psychics and mediums, and soul retrieval. So that's a pretty long list. I didn't number it, but I guess that's more than 10. Anyway, you don't need to go see 10 different people this week, or even this month, or even this year. That's over a course of many years. But what I have found is so great about using different modalities, I've found that they work together, that I have these synchronicities where I'll be working on something in therapy, and the same thing comes up with my acupuncturist. And it's another way to get at that issue. A good example of this happened for me last fall. I went to see my acupuncturist, who I now go about once a month, and she, all the work that I do with her is primarily around spiritual related stuff, but frequently there are things that are happening in my body that are related. And I was having a cough again, which is when I first started going to her. And I also was having heartburn and indigestion. And out of the blue, she says to me, "Were you a colicky baby?" And I'm like, "Yes, I was." And so there was something about what happened for me when I was a baby. And I had already gone and done one soul retrieval. I went and did another soul retrieval related specifically to being born and being a newborn. And it was very related. I was having these physical symptoms that had to do with issues that happened for me before I was even, you know, when I was pre-verbal, before I could even speak. And so it was all something, an issue that I had been working on in therapy. And so those three things together kind of interwove. And none of the, let me say this a different way. Each of them by themselves may have helped me resolve the issue, but by doing all three things and each thing coming in kind of through a different door, it was able to get resolved a lot sooner, a lot more quickly, and a lot more easily. One thing to be aware of about seeking help from practitioners, whether you're just doing one modality at a time, or if you are going to seek out kind of complementary sorts of practitioners, is that you have to own your own healing. No one else can heal for you. They can give you tools and they can give you access, but you are the one who actually does the healing. So if an energy healer helps to remove blocks, if the underlying issue is still there, those things are going to return. You have to work those things yourself. So there's, I guess what I'm saying is that there is no magic pill that you just go and say, "Fix me," and you're done. That you are an active participant in any of these things. So I get worried, especially what my therapist said to me last week about being on the verge of being addicted to this external validation, that that we do sometimes want someone else to just fix it for us. And I mean, I'm guilty of that sometimes too, because it does feel a lot easier. But nobody else can fix it for us. You have to fix it for yourself. So for our light bulb moment today, here's how you can make use of different types of practitioners. So start by thinking about what is an area where you feel stuck or you feel need for some emotional healing. And then think about what types of modalities or practitioners are in your consciousness where you are interested in that modality or you feel drawn to that modality and it appeals to you. And then try it out. Go and have a session and see if you like it and see if it feels like it helps. And discuss, if you're seeing multiple practitioners, discuss with each practitioner what you're doing with the other practitioners so that they can be collaborative in what's going on. And then monitor to make sure that you are doing your part and you're not expecting the practitioner to fix you, because nobody can fix you. You're not broken. You don't need to be fixed, but you do have to heal yourself. I want to remind you that I am now offering intuitive counseling sessions using tarot cards, and you can get all the information about how those sessions work at lauralongley.net. I do offer an audio recording that you get after the fact of the session, as well as setting intentions related to what comes up for you in the session. So go to lauralongley.net and check out if that might be a modality that would be helpful for you in whatever issue you're trying to get unstuck from. I want to thank my guest today, Tom Moore, for sharing such great information about benevolent outcomes. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. as always, I had a great time and the hour just flew by. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on the first and fifth Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday, I'll be talking with author Tennille Jackson. She's the author of Pleasing Your Partner, A Spiritual Guide to Happiness, and we'll be talking about how to have better relationships. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.